Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, President Biden says, for proving the magical power of the presidential office. Literally, by just a snap of the fingers, he is canceling some $300 billion worth of debt. Canceling debt all over the country, making it disappear. How does that work exactly? Okay, when you cancel a debt, usually you cancel the debt because you've paid it off. If you haven't paid it off, how do you cancel a debt? You deadbeat it. And that is what President Biden is encouraging and, in fact, claiming for literally millions of people who owe money on their college loans. I'm 100% certain that there are many, many people listening to me right now who took out college loans in order to attend college or university or graduate school, and you paid it off, which is what most people do. About a third of all college loans right now are behind, or they're in default, or they are having a tough time making their payments. What this new plan does, that the president is taking forever to announce and to explain, and this is classic Biden. It's not hateful exactly. It's just massively incompetent and incoherent. And again, in his statement that he's still wandering on about, we'll play you the highlights and the particularly relevant elements. We're also going to be speaking to a progressive. Yeah, that's right. Ben Ritz, who is a director of the Progressive Policy Institute's Center for Funding America's Future, he has a piece opposing this idea of snapping the presidential fingers, and then without congressional approval, by the way, without consultation of Republicans or any other point of view. The president is basically saying, we're going to let folks who earn up to $125,000 a year. And by the way, most of the coverage doesn't feature this, but the material from the White House says it's $125,000 a year or less. But if you're a couple, if it's a household, and you've taken out money, maybe both of you have, That means you can go up to $250,000 a year in income. Now, I'm sorry, the idea that he says this is all for working class and struggling Americans, if you're earning as a young couple starting out in life $250,000 a year, or say $240,000 to put yourself a little bit below, you're doing pretty well. And the idea of this kind of lopsided plan, the idea that this is, first of all, it's just so clearly an election gimmick. We're going to be speaking to a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute who has something to say about the election year gimmicks that Chuck Schumer and President Biden are putting forward. Is this going to work? Historically, it doesn't. It doesn't. By the way, there were lots of primaries last night, some of them very interesting, some of them very unexpected. One of them particularly delightful to me with its outcome, one of the worst people in American politics. I mean, really, really a bad guy. Ultra-leftist Republican hater and radical got wiped. His attempt at a political comeback in Florida, no. He lost to a guy who was being billed as the first community activist, Generation Z, 25-year-old. He's sort of a Democratic answer to Madison Cawthorn, who will not be back in Congress. He lost his primary. 1-800-955-1776. By the way, if anybody out there is particularly eager to defend the president's program. Here's the essence of the program. Okay. It says in a report from the New York Times, President Biden announced today that he would cancel $10,000 in student loan debt for Americans earning less than $125,000 per year, capping months of anticipation over a campaign promise to provide economic relief to millions of people. Mr. Biden extended a pandemic-era pause on loan payments until the end of the year. It has been in effect since March of 2020. Quote, in keeping with my campaign promise, my administration is announcing a plan to give working and middle-class families breathing room as they prepare to resume federal student loan payments in January 2023, the president said in a Twitter post outlining some details of his plan. Why didn't he use Truth Social? I don't understand it. Well, anyway, he did Twitter. Mr. Biden also said those with undergraduate loans would be able to cap their payments at 5% of their monthly discretionary income, a change that could significantly reduce bills for millions of borrowers, about 20 million, actually. And what this means is that, again, regardless of the loan that you took out, and some of the people that they feature in this article who are praising this to the skies because they're going to be saving big money, are people who owe $50,000 in student loans. There's a woman who owes $50,000 to Spelman College. The point about this is that if you've accumulated that kind of debt and you're working off and you're paying it off month by month by month, what is the national priority that goes to paying this off for you, especially at a time when a minority of Americans, and it's a very decided minority, are the people who end up getting college degrees? Secondly, some of this and a great deal of this will go to relieve people who borrowed money but didn't get any college degree. And in terms of the debt that that people owe, they owe debt on lots of things. They say across the United States there are 45 million people who owe $1.6 trillion for federal loans taken out for college, more than they owe on car loans, on credit cards, or any consumer debt other than mortgages. Mortgages are still more. Many Democrats have argued that debt forgiveness is necessary to identify and address racial disparities in the economy. But critics say widespread debt forgiveness is unfair to those who've already tightened their belts to pay for college or to pay off their loans. And Republicans and some Democrats contend that it will add to inflation by giving consumers more money to spend. By the way, it's not just Republicans and Democrats who say that. Ben Ritz, who's going to be joining us from the Progressive Policy Institute, has six reasons, and they're all solid. They're all impossible to argue against. You can call us if you want to try. Six reasons why this debt forgiveness is a terrible idea. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We will get to the heart of this issue. And why I believe that President Biden, with his stumbling presentation today, by the way, there was part of it that was almost impossible to follow, where he was describing a recollection where he was going out to baseball practice and he was driving into the car dealership where his dad worked, and he was sitting on a towel for a seat cover and wearing his baseball uniform. And he came up to see his dad, and his dad said, "I'm sorry, Joey. I'm sorry. I tried to get a loan, but I couldn't get a loan to send you to college." Well, he went to college. He went to University of Delaware in nearby where he lived, in Newark, Delaware. That entire story, which took a great deal to unwind, we'll try to parse it in its deeper meanings and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The Michael Medved Show, the long-awaited, the big debt forgiveness plan, it is now underway. It is launched. There will apparently be some attempts to block it in court because, after all, it's hard to imagine, even with all of the powers that our founding fathers invested in the President of the United States, that he gave the President the sole, the discretionary power to simply cancel indebtedness. Who's left holding the bag? The answer is the government. Taxpayers. I mean, really? And again, President Biden, of course, is very eager to say that this is a promise kept, that this is a remarkable transformation, that forgiving this $10,000 in debt, that is in total indebtedness, and it's for borrowers who are earning up to $125,000 a year. Anything less than that, boom, you got the money. What they're suggesting is that no one in the top 5% of the country, and that, of course, is a group that is very much overrepresented in terms of attending college, but anyone in that situation, you will still have the college debt, whatever it is that you determine to take on. And again, they in the New York Times, they focus on a spokesperson named Mary Pat Hector, who is a graduate student at Georgia State University and an activist who has pushed for loan forgiveness. Ms. Hector is 23. She's a graduate student, so I suspect she's earning whatever she earns, well below $125,000 a year. So she'll be able to cash in for 10 grand. But is this going to change her life in some kind of fundamental way? She says they were told, students, vote because your life depends on it. She is 23. She has $50,000 in loans from Spelman College. And then we're here on the ground, months away from midterm elections, and people in these communities are wondering, well, does my vote really matter? Does this really matter in influencing votes? Here is part of what President Biden said trying to explain this program. The President of the United States just moments ago. Listen.
Using the authority Congress granted the Department of Education, we will forgive $10,000 in outstanding federal student loans. In addition, students who come from low-income families, which allow them to qualify to receive a Pell Grant, will have their debt reduced $20,000. Both of these targeted actions are for families who need it the most. Working and middle-class people hit especially hard during the pandemic, making under $125,000 a year. You make more than that, you don't qualify. No high-income individual or high-income household on top of the 5%, in the top 5% of incomes, by the way, will benefit from this action, period.
Okay, again, this is a big argument for the action. You wonder about this. Is there a program like this that people have pushed for to help people who are struggling to keep up their mortgages or struggling to accumulate a down payment so they can even hope to buy a house? The point is, not every American should or does go to college. It is a minority of Americans that earn four-year college degrees. And the fact that they don't condition the repayment of loans on actually completing a college degree. See, the loans are already underwritten. In other words, when you're talking about federally guaranteed, federally backed loans, they are already loans that the federal government is paying for to help you get those loans in the first place, sometimes at very advantageous terms. And do I feel personally annoyed at this? I do. Because, well, look, I was a National Merit Scholar when I was in college. And, my wife also got some scholarship help, but she completing all those years of graduate school and master's degree and PhD and all that. When we got married, which was a while ago, she came with some college debt. But it seemed to me it was a virtuous thing to pay it off as soon as possible. And the idea that all those people who have paid off their loans, all those people who have not gone to college and decided, you know what, I'm going to go into something else where I'm earning money and making a contribution and paying taxes right away, those people are in effect penalized by this. And that doesn't stop Senator Elizabeth Warren, who has been pushing for this kind of thing, even more of it. Total forgiveness. She wants the loans totally wiped out. Really great idea. But she still thinks this is a great day. Listen, Senator Warren from Massachusetts.
My reaction is that this is a great day. That today is the day the president's going to announce that about 20 million Americans will never have to make another student loan payment. And another 23 million Americans will have significant relief on their student loans. You know, what? Will I keep fighting for more? Of course I will. But look at what's happened. It is truly transformative for tens of millions of Americans.
And what about the inflation that more people are worried about? This is economics professor Mark Goldwein on CNN talking about the impact on inflation. This is clip 9.
Yeah, that's sort of the catch-22 of this all. We could send everybody another round of checks to pay for their inflation costs, but that would actually make inflation worse. What we need to do now is get inflation under control. One of the easiest ways to do that is to ask people to start paying back the debt they already owe, to start making the principal payments that they already agreed to. And by the way, while not everybody that has student debt is rich, disproportionately student debt is being held by people that have advanced degrees and pretty good income, and they can bear it a lot more than everyday Americans that are seeing the cost of their gasoline and clothing go up.
Yeah, giving this kind of extraordinarily expensive aid to people who have borrowed money to train as lawyers or doctors or business leaders with an MBA, again, it's just profoundly unfair, and there's a very prominent progressive who thinks it's massively unfair. He's written a great piece. Everybody in the country ought to read it, frankly. It's 6 strong reasons why Biden's latest stunt, and I think it is a stunt, is wrong. Ben Ritz, director of the Progressive Policy Institute's Center for Funding America's Future, joining us moments from now.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The UN Security Council is marking 6 months of war between Russia and Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky speaking virtually and saying Russia is putting Europe on the brink of nuclear catastrophe by shelling a huge nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield reminds everyone,
the international community will never recognize Russia's attempt to change Ukraine's borders by force.
Pending home sales are posting another drop. The National Association of Realtors saying they fell 1% in July, despite mortgage rates not being as high as in previous months. Through executive order, President Biden announces at least $10,000 of student loan debt is being forgiven as long as you make under $125,000. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Joe Biden ran for president promising to bring Americans together across ideological lines, across party lines, across racial lines. Guess what? I think he's brought a lot of people together with this latest loan forgiveness plan, bringing people together in indignation and horror and revulsion at the stupidity and the cheap politics of it all. One of those voices I wasn't really expecting to hear is from the Progressive Policy Institute. Ben Ritz is director of the Institute's Funding America's Future project, and he wrote a piece for The Hill that, as I mentioned before, I think every single American ought to read. The piece is called Six Reasons Biden Should Not Cancel Student Debt. We are posting it to our website. Ben, thanks for writing the piece, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, it's a great pleasure. Okay, the six reasons. The second reason, I think, is going to strike many people as particularly powerful. And it says, canceling debt for most borrowers is a giveaway to affluent households paid for by workers. How does this work, and why is this such a terrible idea?
So the key stat I think everyone has to keep in mind is that only 13% of Americans have any student loan debt whatsoever. And these are people who obviously have the benefit of a college education. The average American has no student loan debt, and many people don't go to college. They don't have those benefits. And so to do mass debt cancellation is you're really only benefiting these people. And for everybody else, for people who don't have those benefits and who don't have loans, they have to pay for the price of this policy through, whether it's through inflation or higher taxes and spending cuts in the future, they're the ones who bear the cost of the policy.
Well, and maybe you can explain then the first reason that you list, which is mass debt cancellation undermines the Inflation Reduction Act and actually adds to the threat and the likelihood of further inflation. How does it do that?
So I think that let's start with what the Inflation Reduction Act did and how it actually became the Inflation Reduction Act. When the government runs a deficit, it's pumping more money into the economy, and that's more money that consumers are using to bid up the price of goods and services. And when the economy is operating at maximum capacity like it is now, that just results in more inflation. And so what the Inflation Reduction Act did was, in addition to a number of things that would expand supply, a lot of really good policies for energy production and lowering healthcare costs, it did significant deficit reduction, about $300 billion. And so that would help control prices. But what this move does, and this actually what was announced today was even bigger than I think what we expected, this mass debt cancellation is going to increase deficits by probably on the order of $500 billion. And so it's going to spend more money than the Inflation Reduction Act saves, which I think is not the direction we want to be going.
And by the way, one of the other things, and I was listening to the president, and the president was not not a model of clarity and force this morning. But one of the things the president talked about was that he is also going to be putting a cap on the amount of money people use for paying back whatever debt they still have. And the cap is not on the amount of debt you still have. It's a cap on the payments that you're making that are supposed to cap the amount of a payment you will have at 10%. It's 5% now. It was 10%. It's going to be 5% of your discretionary income. That means income beyond your food and your rent and your basic necessities of life. So does this simply mean that there will be more delay in ever paying back the student debt?
So I think that it's going to the expansion of income-driven repayment is an interesting thing, and it's something we didn't see. It wasn't forecast ahead of the announcement. And what I think is particularly interesting about it, and I said this at the end of my piece, is that it's actually a much better way to do debt cancellation, because the way these income-driven repayments work is you make payments as a percentage of your income for a certain number of years, and then if you have a remaining balance at the end of the window, which is generally about 20 years, then the remaining balance is forgiven. And I think that part of Biden's plan, it might be a little more aggressive than what I would have liked to see, but I think the general structure of the income-driven repayment component is actually a good thing. But the flip side of that is if he was going to do this good way of providing debt relief, that means that the remaining balance that is being canceled on top of it, the additional $10,000 to $20,000 per borrower, I think is even less justifiable than it would have been in isolation.
Wow. Okay, what about the idea, as you say in your piece, Ben Ritz, and I'm speaking to Ben Ritz, director of the Center for Funding America's Future at the Progressive Policy Institute. One of the things you talk about is that this is money that is being funded by working people, many of whom never went to college, many of whom don't have children who are going to college. How is this an example of sort of a progressive style trickle down economics?
Can you rephrase the question?
Yeah. In other words, you what you've said is that this is basically a giveaway, and it is, to one group of people who have gone to college, who haven't paid off their college debt, who have in some cases extreme amounts of college and graduate school debt, but they are actually going to be getting money from contributions, both in terms of inflation and in terms of taxes, from working people who never went to college.
Yeah, I think it's definitely an upwards transfer of wealth. I think it would be fair to call the policy regressive. And it's just not something that I mean, like you said, we're the Progressive Policy Institute, and we don't think that this policy is particularly progressive. I know it's interesting that you said trickle down, because one of the arguments that I have seen in favor of student debt cancellation is that if you cancel student debt, this relieves pressure on borrowers. That's money that they can use to go buy a home or start a family, do other things, and that somehow that's going to be good for economic growth. But again, when we're in an economy like we are now, where we're experiencing inflation, that's actually not really what we want, because more people bidding up a fixed supply, that means prices are going to go higher, and that the consumption that they do is going to come at the expense of somebody else who, again, didn't go to college. So I think it's not great from a progressive perspective there.
You mention another point in your six reasons, which is profound and important, which is that student debt cancellation, like what the president is doing today, distracts from the real problem. The real problem is college affordability. Okay, so what do you do about that? And isn't there a better investment you could make of the $300 billion to $500 billion that they're talking about spending on this? Couldn't they use that money for a more effective means of bringing down the cost of college in the first place? We will get to that and more with Ben Ritz of the Progressive Policy Institute coming up on the MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And on the Michael Medved Show, of course, Senator Elizabeth Warren is celebrating today. She's been talking about a loan forgiveness program for people who have taken out loans for college and graduate school. She's been talking about that for a long time. I'm speaking about it, and not every progressive is celebrating. Ben Ritz is with the Progressive Policy Institute. He's written an important article that has appeared in The Hill with 6 reasons Biden should not cancel student debt. If I can, there's a clip that we found, Ben, and it's from the campaign of 2020, not so long ago. But Senator Warren was talking about precisely the kind of program the president has implemented today. And she was approached by a constituent of hers who came up and said, wait a minute, my daughter doesn't have any student loans. I've saved all my money, paid for her to go to college. Am I going to get any money back when everybody else is getting the money? This is what that clip sounds like. Listen.
My daughter's getting out of school. I saved all my money. She doesn't have any student loans. Am I going to get my money back?
Of course not.
So you're going to pay for people who didn't save any money, and those of us that did the right thing get screwed.
No, I saw you really got screwed.
Of course we did. My buddy had fun, bought a car, went on vacations. I saved my money. He made more than I did. But I worked a double shift, worked extra. My daughter works, she's 10. So you're laughing. Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing. We did the right thing, and we get screwed.
We did the right thing and we get screwed. Ben Ritz, commentary?
I think that there are certainly going to be a lot of people who feel that way. I think that there are many times where the government will step in to solve a problem that previously afflicted a lot of people, and it's going to feel unfair. I think about, like, the Affordable Care Act, which prevented people from having from going into medical bankruptcies that 10 years earlier someone in their situation would have. And so I think there is always this reality that whenever we do something to fix a problem in the future, it's going to feel unfair to people who had to deal with that problem in the past. That said, I don't think that this is a particular, that's one of the trade-offs you consider, and it can be outweighed by the benefit of the policy if the problem you're fixing is significant enough. But again, I don't think that this policy really qualifies for that, because most people don't have student loan debt, and the people who do have the benefit of a college degree that many people who, you know, from their income and job opportunities, they have benefits that people who will be bearing the cost don't get.
Okay, what about the idea that you raise in your piece in The Hill, which is that student debt cancellation is like a Band-Aid on the gaping wound of college just being way overpriced and unaffordable for most Americans? What do we really need to do about the college affordability crisis?
So I think there are three prongs to that, and one of them I would say Biden has actually sort of addressed with this plan. This is the income-driven repayment program. I think one of the points that I raised is that this does nothing to help future borrowers from ending up in the exact same position, and I think there is a very strong argument that what he is doing on the income-driven repayment side actually will help with that. Now, that said, it doesn't address the underlying problem, which is the skyrocketing cost of college tuition, and I think this policy will actually end up making it worse, because if you think that your debt's going to get canceled, you're much more likely to take on more of it, and if students are feeling like the debt isn't something they're going to have to repay, the schools will feel confident to raise prices further, and that's going to lead to more wasteful spending. And so we have to get the underlying cost of college under control. And so to that end, I would say there are a few things we can do. Number one, President Biden announced today that he is creating a watch list of the schools that have the worst return on the investment, that their students have the highest outstanding debt burden or the lowest incomes. I think that needs to go a step further. If the government thinks that these are bad programs, with bad outcomes, they shouldn't be continuing to cut loans to people to finance that program that they don't think is working. So I think that's one step. I think we should be looking at ways to make college more efficient. So that could be looking at three-year degree programs. I personally did a three-year degree program and found it very, very beneficial. And that, you know, takes college costs and cuts them by a quarter right away. We can expand the use of AP programs that allow students to start earning college credit in high school. That would further cut the cost. And we could impose more accountability on schools for what they're spending money on and how they're raising prices to cover administrative bloat and other issues. So that's what I would think needs to be the big part of the discussion on the college front. And then the final prong is we need to be providing more post-secondary pathways to good jobs that are more flexible and affordable than a traditional four-year degree. We should make it so people can get good jobs without having to go through the higher education system, because not everybody needs a traditional four-year degree.
I know that in Germany, and they've used the German example as an example and maybe an inspiration for something we need to do here. They have apprenticeships that people join in high school that train them to go directly from high school into a good job. And clearly you agree with, I think, the assumption of a lot of conservative reformers who believe that the college or bust mentality we have right now, sort of judging someone's life or someone's career or someone's decision as a complete bust or a breakdown or flailing or nowhere if you don't go to college. College is not, should not, must not be required for everybody, right?
Yeah, and I think that's something that actually unites a lot of people on the right and the left. President Biden has taken steps to expand apprenticeships. There were apprenticeship programs in the Inflation Reduction Act, which I don't know if we can still call it that, but that had programs for that. There were programs in the bipartisan infrastructure bill, in the Chips and Sciences bill. So I think that that is an area where there should be more common ground, but there's a long way to go there, and the fact that we're still talking about the college affordability problem mostly from a college student perspective and not from the perspective of this wide swath of workers who are doing jobs or would like to do jobs that don't require a college education, I think that part of the debate is not getting the attention it deserves.
Amen to that. In terms of generally the education debate, one of the things that I would imagine that your institution is big on is the idea of a more effective way of delivering secondary education, even primary education in the United States. There's no real reason we shouldn't be leading the world in education, and you will agree that we are not.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's more that we can be doing on the high school and before high school education front, and I think this goes to what I was saying about AP and IB programs. We can start getting people ready for the workforce today. I don't know that we want to go full on to the German model, and I think we're probably approaching the end here, so that's a whole other conversation. But I think there are absolutely steps we can take to give students more opportunities in high school to get ready for the workforce or begin their college or college equivalent education so they don't have to spend as much time and money actually in college. And that absolutely needs to be a big part of the discussion. One example there is if we had more funding for these programs in high schools and more requirements that colleges gave credit for them, I think that would go a long way.
Ben Ritz, I appreciate it. Thank you for the open, free, fair, and frank discussion. Ben Ritz's piece, which is called Six Reasons Biden Should Not Cancel Student Debt, they're all worth considering and highly persuasive. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Kevin Kosar of a very different institution, the American Enterprise Institute, pretty different in political outlook from the Progressive Policy Institute, but from AEI, he's going to be taking a look at the Democrats who may be fooling themselves about the midterms and about the impact of all of Joe Biden's so-called legislative victories, which we will consider in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.